How did you meet your husband?
Well, I met him at All Day Singing.
Did y'all go out then, or?
Went out that night.
Go ahead.
It was his birthday, but I didn't know it at that time.
Mm-hmm. So, how did y'all start dating back then? I mean, did he have to ask your dad if you could go out? Or?
Well, I had to ask, because he lived up on this end of Nancy's Creek, and I lived down on the other end of Nancy's Creek. It's about 10 miles difference. So, he asked me to go out that night with my first cousin was with me, and his boyfriend asked her out and me out, and my brother had a girlfriend. Only way I could go out with him, we wasn't allowed to go with boys out by ourselves that way, and I never had been any worse with a boy before. He was 17 the day I met him. And I was 16. So I had never went anywhere with a boy unless my daddy was right there with me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got home, I asked my daddy and my mother if we could go to church that night. Now, we didn't think about going anywhere but church.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said no. And my daddy spoke up and said, well, see, she has been a good girl, and we can trust her. Her brother will be with her. And so my brother went with us.
So your first date was to church, right?
At the church, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long did y'all date before we got married?
Well, we dated about 6 months, I guess.
Then did he ask you to marry him?
He asked me to marry him the second time he went with me. And I laughed at him and said no.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on together for a while, and then we broke up. And because I wouldn't marry him, he just kind of got mad at me. And I thought we were too young. And
mm-hmm.
I guess we were too young.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came back, well, we went together then about 3 months and married.
Did y'all have a wedding?
Oh, we had a double wedding.
Really?
It was my first cousin, Maddie Bell Rainey, and James Getty married the same time we did. But we married in the parsonage of the Methodist Church in Piedmont, First Methodist Church at Piedmont.
Who was the minister?
Reverend Barnes.
And how many children do you have?
We have 5. 4 boys and a girl.
What are their names?
The oldest one was Noah Gerald Willis. The second one was Flora Jordan Willis. Marlon Stanley Willis. And Jimmy Wayne Willis. Our daughter was Martha Josephine Willis.
And did you have all these in the hospital or at home?
I had the 4 boys at home, and my last one was Martha, so we had her in the hospital.
What made you go to the hospital? Were more people going to the hospital then?
Yes, more people were going to the hospital then. She was the last one, and my doctor suggested that I might ought to go.
Mm-hmm. And who helped you deliver your children?
Dr. Kathy delivered Gerald first. Dr. Hamilton of Piedmont delivered Floyd. And Dr. Van Zandt of Piedmont delivered Stanley. And Dr. Hamilton, Jimmy. And Dr. Bobo of Gadsden delivered Martha.
Whenever you were going into labor, did y'all have to send somebody out to go get the doctor? Did y'all have cars then?
Yes, we had cars then, but at the time that Gerald was born, our car was broke down. And then when Floyd was born, we didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the other times we had a car down.
We always had to go get the doctor.
Just had to go get the doctor.
Okay, when did you become a minister's wife? When did you start going to church?
Well, I've been a Christian all my life, and he has been a Christian since he was about 18. And so he began to, when he was but 21, began to preach, didn't he? Or 22?
I started to preach
for
4 years. And then I started to preach for
27 years old whenever I became a minister's wife. You know, he began to pastor churches.
Did you guys move around a lot?
Yes, we've moved around a good bit. We've lived in Talladega, Weaver, and Gadsden, and Piedmont. And we've had to leave our home a lot, but for the last about 15 or 17 years, we've been living in our home.
Did you have anything that happened while you were at church that stood out, or you can describe a church ceremony, revival or something?
Well, at Hall's Chapel Church, I felt led to, as a pastor's wife, to, we had a lot of young people there, to talk to the young people. And I remember this very well. And I wasn't a preacher. I was just speaking, you know, to the young people. The Lord impressed me with a message for the young people. And they were 19, give their hearts to the Lord that night.
That's good. Was there anything that happened that was really traumatic in your life? That, like maybe the wreck?
Yes. When we were pastoring, my husband pastoring at Gadsden, and that's where we lived at the time, and our daughter Martha was 16 at this time. And we too hadn't let her go out like my parents had. We'd give her a little more lenient than my parents did, they. But we tried to raise her right and everything. But she was going with the Church of God preacher's son. And they were going to have a singing in Huntsville. New Year's Eve singing. It was on New Year's Eve. And he begged me to let her go with them. And she had one of her best friends was spending the night with her, staying the holidays with her. And so I gave in and let them go. Well, coming back home, they had a terrible wreck. And there was 5 killed in the wreck. The one she was going with was killed, as well as his brother and her 2 best friends. And Phyllis and Steve was their names. And so they called us and let us know that they'd had a wreck. Martha and them didn't, but somebody of the church folks did. With a big transfer truck that hit them. And so we got in our car and got there as soon as we could. And when we got to the hospital, we ran up to the nurse station there and asked if they had a Martha Willis there. And she looked at us right funny, and she said, "Yes, we do." And and told us what room we could go to see her. And I turned around and I said, "Do you have a Faye Kaiser here?" And she said, "Faye was killed." And you know how that, oh, it just hurt us so bad. But they had Martha, they got their names mixed up. Martha was kind of out of herself, kind of unconscious. So everything you'd ask her, she'd say Faye Kaiser. Mm-hmm. You know, she was thinking about Faye, wanting to know if Faye was all right. And they had it down that Martha was Faye. Mm-hmm. Every time they'd asked, so they had Martha down as dead. If we'd have got there a few minutes earlier, they'd have told us she was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But now there was the preacher's boy, both of them, that's the only 2 children they had, were killed in this accident. and Stephen and Phyllis and Faye were all killed. And it left Martha, and there was a boy that rode back with them, and his girlfriend. They was eight in the car, and they lived. And that was the worst experience I've ever faced in my life.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any of your family, like your dad or your husband or your sons, go to war anytime?
Yes, we have a son that went to Vietnam and was wounded in Vietnam, and but he's at home now. He's safe. My companion, my husband, he had to go to World War II, but he never did have to go across. But he did serve in the services in 1945.
Well, just for 1 year?
Mm-hmm, just 1 year.
Why did he not have to go over?
Why he didn't have to go over? Well, his company finished their training, and in so many weeks, you know, of training, when he first went into services, and so they sent him out on bivouac. And he got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you had the flu.